I guess what's your role? Are you the sole operator of this? How does.
Yeah, I am now. Well, before now, I can't say I'm sole. The first 2 years, I had so many people. I probably had 30 volunteers, and it was a busy time. I mean, the last year we did it, we had 402 Christmas gifts. So that's bags that we have to pick up and move literally 8 times. We figured out by the time it got from point A to point B, it was 8 times. And it was a lot of manhandling, and we didn't have a room or any place to store it because we were using the call center.
But you were saying that you had
Okay.
close to 30 volunteers. What was the last year you did it?
The last year that we did the gifts,
Yeah, it was, you've, you didn't you do them? You've done them every year since 2020,
we've
haven't
done
you?
every year. Yeah,
Yeah,
this is
okay.
our 4th year.
Yeah.
But the first 2 years, we did gift bags, which included a list of what the senior would like.
Oh, okay.
Now, last year and this year, we've changed it, or I've changed it, to just gift cards, meaning you adopt a senior, you purchase a Christmas card, you put what gift card they want in it. You can sign your name or do it anonymously. That's totally up to the person adopting. The amount that they give for the gift card is also up to the person adopting. There's no set amount for that. And then they seal the card with the gift card inside. On the back of the card, they write the number of the senior that they adopted. And on the front of the card, they put a stamp. So that way, when I get it home, myself and a couple of my friends, we go through our list, find the number, write the address on it, and pop it in the mail.
Okay. And is there, I should ask, the gift cards, are they attached to a certain store, or are they, like an
No.
open-ended, they can
Well,
go anywhere?
when you adopt your senior, they've already requested whether it be Superstore or Irving. There's a bunch of different ones on there. A lot of them want pharmacy. That way they can use it towards their drug purchases
Right.
if they don't really have a medical. So that also helps. And Superstore does that as well with their cards. They will let them use it in their pharmacy.
Gotcha. Okay. So, I mean, you changed that up obviously because I'd have to think trying to coordinate that many, 400 gift bags for,
Yeah.
that's a lot of effort.
And we didn't have a place to store them after the call center went back into business because that's where we were. Because we had grown so much that we didn't have it. I had it in my house the first year.
Oh my.
Excuse me. And needless to say, we didn't have much room. But I didn't have a place to store it that would be safe and I guess no access to the public. It was a tough call, but this way they enjoy it. I've had seniors say, yeah, this is a good idea because I can go get what I need. Because sometimes they'll say they wanted lotion or sweatpants or something, and they got the wrong sizes or they got the wrong color. So this way they can go and purchase what they need. And right now, with the cost of everything, a gift card for groceries is a well loved at this point, I think, for all of us at
For
least.
anyone, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Yeah.
So, how does this operate? I mean, I've seen it basically. Maybe you just want to explain because this is primarily run over your Facebook page, is it not?
It's basically run off Facebook. I do have people that call me to nominate, and people are welcome to nominate themselves. It's not, I mean, everybody doesn't know who's nominated. Do you know what I mean? This way, if you want to nominate yourself, that's perfectly okay because everybody needs a little love, and sometimes people don't know that people need a little extra. So if they want to contact me by my phone number, 902-646-0265, or on the Santa for Seniors page, they can message me directly on there. And on there is where we list every senior that's up for adoption. And I put it under the featured tab at the top of the page. Right now, I'm posting 20 at a time. So that way I get through those and I'm not bombarding the page with a lot of access numbers. So once 20's gone, then I add another 20. So as of this morning, there's 252 nominated, not including what's in my inbox. And out of that, I have 120 adopted this morning, and that's only a week into it.
Wow.
So it's people are adopting, even though it's early because you get caught up with, the run of Halloween and Christmas into each other, and right now it's just a lull time, but it's getting out there, and I'm really, really pushing this year maybe to promote businesses to maybe do a pool within their business, and then they adopt a senior. A lot of people can't do it alone and are working from paycheck to paycheck, but maybe if everybody pooled together and just even one adopted, is better than none adopted.
Mm-hmm. Where are the seniors that are being adopted? I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's in the community, it's at Queen's Manor, it's at Hillview Acres. It's only the community?
That's just it. We do not take any names from any of the manors or anything like that, because they already have programs in place. So with us, it's all community, all Queens County. And I didn't have these numbers this time last year. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of new names, mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we all know times are, you know, it's a lot tougher. I mean, do you attribute it just the way that the state of the economy, why you're seeing an increase? Why do you think that is?
Because their pensions aren't going up to reflect the cost of food, the cost of heating fuel. I mean, I don't want to get into the political matter of it all, but I have some that are like, I don't know, I'm either going to pay for my oil or this will help me get a little groceries because I have to get oil this month and I'm not going to have much left over for food. And it's like, why should somebody that has been in our community, I mean, some of them are new, but majority of the people have been in our community all our lives, and they are living, not even living paycheck to paycheck, because they don't have enough to do that. It's sad.
Yeah.
And everybody has a story, and I don't need to know your story, honey, because every person has the same story, and it's heartbreaking. And as much as I love doing this, I've had to learn how to pull back from it, because I can think about people all day long, and some of the stories are horrific, whether it comes to choosing food over heat. My husband's dying of cancer, and we need to get his meds this month, and it's either that or we don't. Like, it's sad.
Yeah.
When you think your life is bad, trust me, it just takes one message to make you wake up and realize your life isn't that bad.
Wow. Well,
and maybe don't have family.
Yeah. Well, and then it makes what you're doing seem, I mean, even more important at this point, right?
It does. And I can tell you, the last 2 years, I have three sons and two of them are out on their own. I have one son at home. The last two Christmases, we have done Santa for seniors and did stockings for each other, because it's not about the gifts anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll get clothes and stuff like that before Christmas or after, but we don't do the gifts. I get my fulfillment from Christmas, from this, and just having people around. Wow. We gave up the gifts. We spend thousands. I used to. My tree used to be full. Now it's, no. We buy for the seniors and each other a couple things. Other than that, it's not the waste of money that we used to do.
Right. Now, I'm looking online, and it says the program's open to any seniors in Queens County. You mentioned how you can get a hold of you by your phone number or through the Facebook page. But it looks like
50.
So you just adopt
55 and above.
50, and the age is 55 and above. Okay. And so if anyone wants to, I guess you find the senior on the Facebook page, get the holiday card, like you said, seal it, put the number in the back, place a stamp in the front, and it says you can drop the card off the Route 3 cellar, exit Realty, or Stu's Corner Convenience.
Correct.
Okay.
Out in Greenfield.
So those are the three locations.
Those are the three.
Okay.
And it's running till the 15th.
15th of December?
Yeah, all cards need to be in by the 15th.
Okay. And
I haven't set a cutoff date yet, because I'm just playing it out to see how the rest of this group is going to go. Like, if they go faster, I find on the weekends, Saturday mornings, people are really out there. So I'm plumping them on their Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings.
Right, right. That's generally when people are navigating the Facebook. They got a little time at that point, right? So, okay. Yeah. I think we've covered a lot of ground here, Kendra. Is there anything that we haven't talked about you wanted to mention?
No, I just hope it's a successful year, and always is. We always end up getting everybody adopted. Nobody ever goes without. So that's why we kind of wait to the end to see how many's left and split it up between family.
I'm a bit
But
curious.
it always gets filled.
Yeah, I'm a bit curious. You mentioned the first 2 years you had close to 30 volunteers and 402 gift or Christmas gifts.
Yep.
What were the numbers like last year?
Holy, good question. Three something.
Yeah, over 300.
And I think it was weird because people didn't understand. It was the year that we changed. We went from gifts to gift cards, and it was three something, three. I don't know. I have to go back on the page and look. Be honest with you. And there was people that weren't happy that we changed it to gift cards because they were like, "Oh, we really like to go out and buy for the seniors." It's like, it's okay. I totally understand. I'm not going to please everybody. But
I think there is that mentality, especially among a generation
yeah.
where they like to put a gift under the tree, but they don't seem to
Yeah,
realize
and a
that,
lot of people thought it wasn't safe. How can you put gift cards in the mail? That's not safe. It's like, oh, it is safe. I promise you, no one's going to know what's in there.
And that also saves you a lot
Yeah.
of legwork. It's one trip to the post office
Yeah,
instead
it
of
does. Yep.
weeks driving
Literally,
around.
a couple of us sat down last year and we just grabbed a card, looked at a number, pulled it up on the screen, and wrote the address on it. It's the easiest ever.
And you said over 300 people last year, and this year you're already at, what was it,
Already at
252?
252,
And half
not
those already been.
even, and I still have an inbox with I think three or four messages in it this morning. So, and most people would send like four or five names, so
Oh, wow.
that's how it adds up. Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, Kendra, thanks very much, and good luck on this, too. I mean, it's a wonderful effort that you're putting forward. It's the kind of thing that, that's what, like you say, that's what Christmas is all about, right?
It is not about the gifts. I've learned that.